You may have seen this guy on YouTube, and now you'll have the opportunity to see him in Chicago for the first time. Xavier Mortimer. He's an illusionist. He started out, or starred anyway, at Cirque du Soleil, the Michael Jackson production in Vegas, and he has appeared on many Vegas stages. He's won all sorts of awards, and as I said, now coming to Chicago, CIBC Theater, 18 West Monroe Street, for a limited engagement, as they say, March 21st through the 23rd. And there is no one like this guy. Xavier, I've seen some of your videos, and there you are sitting at a table, and you've got, say, a piece of fabric. And there's nothing, it's just a little piece of fabric. And then you turn it over and suddenly a little lizard walks out, a gecko of one type or another. Or maybe the same sort of thing happens and there's a 4-foot-long corn snake. You can't hide that. Where did it come from? I love the fact that you do this with animals and that you just surprise people sometimes as they're sitting in a cafe. Have you always done this sort of thing?
Yeah, it's pretty new, actually. I have been on stage for most of my life, and then during the pandemic, I could not be on stage. So we started to film at home first, and then in, like you say, in cafe, in public spaces, and that triggered a whole new way of performing magic. So I would just like find a situation, find things that you. That surround us in everyday life, in a cafe, in a restaurant, in a park, and take those things that are around us and make them do some magic with them, like make something magic. Like you say, I would take a scarf from someone in a restaurant, and I just turn it into a corn snake. And
I know, you watch the videos, and it's like I've done this. I'm guilty. Because you could do this with a video. You stop the video, you go back a little bit, and you play it again and again, just this 3-second part. And it's like, how did he do that? Are you going to give away any secrets on stage?
That's magic.
Oh, that's no fun. Where was your inspiration for doing this? Because as you mentioned, you in fact have been doing this for a very long time.
Yeah, so there's many artists that I've... been inspired by. In this case, I would say it's more like a concept that I came up with, which is Harry Potter in real life. Like, what would you do if you had like real magic powers? Would you pull out a deck of cards, or would you turn a piece of clay into a bird? And this is where the magic goes. I take some things from the hands of the people who are living their life. A cup, a napkin, a scarf, and I turn it into something incredible. And that's the idea of this guy who's walking around and making magic happen, you know. On stage, it's slightly different. We use the same techniques and the same type of magic, which is very visual, and there's not a lot of speaking. It's more about like the visual aspect of the magic. But on stage, it's more established. I'm here, I'm the magician, and I'm going to bring you into my world, blow your mind with my magic.
Is there anything that you've done on stage that you've taken on and was hesitant about it? Like, I don't even know if I can do this. And then you've done it. What would be the most challenging thing, is I suppose what I'm asking, that you're going to be doing in Chicago?
So one day, I had a daydream, I would say, like just a thought of someone jumping rope and flying at the same time. I thought the image was kind of like beautiful, poetic, and would be impossible, of course, because you can't jump rope, you can't be attached by any sort of wires or bars or anything if you're jump roping, right? And I just had this image. I was like, hey, that would be great if you could, as a magician, do that. And it took me a couple of years before I figured it out. And I finally figured it out, and I'm going to bring it to Chicago, yeah.
Wow. I think your name is Xavier Mortimer, but maybe your name truly is Harry Potter. I don't know. I don't know. It is quite incredible what you do. Has anyone ever said, okay, you're cheating somehow?
All the time.
Really? So they come, I mean, I've watched some of what you do. It's like you don't believe your eyes, but you know you've seen what you've seen, you know?
Yeah. We're trying to make it as real and as organic as possible, because you know what you see on social media is always like, yeah, but there's cameras and there's people, you know. So the idea is to create some real magic, and we really, really think a lot on how can we create that effect that's gonna have. That's gonna look like real magic, you know, like for the spectators and for the people who are watching the video, and this is where I'm working with a team for that to make sure that the magic is good enough, you know.
If you were to have met Harry Houdini in person, or tomorrow he comes back to life, it's magic. Why not? and you know he's walking down the street. What would you ask him or tell him?
Well, I would be so interested to see, like, how... I mean, I've learned a lot about his life and what he's done, and it's incredible. I would be interested to just share a conversation about... I'm sure we would talk for hours about magic and about show business and all these things, you know. I'm passionate about it, and I love to meet other magicians to talk about what they have achieved, and mostly when it's a huge name like that.
When you meet another magician, do you always, or you go to see another magician perform, do you know how they do it?
Most of the time we have an idea on how tricks are performed, but sometimes there is always someone who's going to be like, ooh, did you see that? Like, how? And I would call all my friends who are magicians too, and like, hey, that guy did, do you know? Oh, okay. So we have kind of a code, and we talk about like, hey, do you know how I use this thing? Oh, okay, now I get it.
Well, if you want to be a part of the secret code, you could see Xavier Mortimer, Master of Magic, which he is. Check him out on YouTube. You'll see what I mean. I mean, you'll do the same thing, French. I mean, you'll watch the video, you'll hit stop, and then you'll go back a couple of seconds and watch it again and again and again to try to figure out how the heck did he do that at the CIBC Theater, 18 West Monroe Street, for a limited engagement, March 21st through the 23rd. Xavier, so nice to meet you. So nice to talk to you. And poof, I'm now going to go away. And here I am.
All right. Thank you so much, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Merci. What a pleasure to talk to him, you know, and amazing. I mean, watch those YouTube videos. I really did. And I would stop the video, you know, when he pulled, I don't know, he would take a coffee cup and it was empty. He'd show the camera, it's empty. And then suddenly a little lizard crawls out. How does he do that? I would stop it and then play it again and again and again.